And I want to end on one note because it's very important. In marriage, what is happening today on the globe, in many cases, the youngsters, they get sick and tired of their spouse, male and female. After 1 year, they say, I'm fed up. They're not content. Why? They don't even know why they married. A lot of people think we married so that we can be happy and have a ball of a time and we can go to Hawaii and have a nice honeymoon. So if that was your concept, the minute the honeymoon is over, your marriage is also over. Marriage is sacrifice, sacrifice. And you have to be content with what Allah has decided for you. Yes, if there's grave oppression, then you're allowed to seek assistance. But minor issues, everyone has minor issues. The winner is the one who can solve them. So when we go home tonight, inshallah, let us smile at our spouses. Yes, make life easy. We need to appreciate one another. We need to say statements of appreciation. Why? It is Allah who chose this spouse of yours. And children may come to the dunya who will worship Allah through the spouse of yours. It's a very big ibadah. It's not something empty. Very big ibadah. So if you recognize Allah, you will realize that Allah uses parents as a means of bringing into life other worshippers. Other worshippers. All of us, we are children. We are children of whom? Of parents. And inshallah, in almost all cases, our parents were married. May Allah protect others. So that is a very big act of worship. Every act of worship you are fulfilling, your parents get the reward. So for that reason, it's important to solidify the bond within the house. If you solidify the bond in the house, inshallah, there will be happiness in the house. And thereafter, there will be happiness in the neighborhood. And there will be happiness in the city. And there will be happiness in the country. And the, inshallah, the entire ummah will be uplifted to a great degree. But if we don't start smiling at our own spouses, telling them words of appreciation, and overlooking their weaknesses, then there will be disaster upon disaster. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly uplift us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. I am but a brother of yours. And I request also that you make dua for myself as well, and for the rest of the bleeding ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you look, the people are suffering. People are suffering because of many reasons. But to me, in our part of the world, why we are suffering when we don't have occupation, when we don't have bombs raining on our heads, when we don't have all the adversities that the others are facing, we've got electricity, water, food, everything is there. The rand drops by this much. And we start crying foul. Ask me in Zimbabwe, the dollar doesn't exist anymore. It crashes by the hundreds of thousands in a week. Believe me. Then, what happens? We've got to survive. If you are happy with what Allah has decided for you, you'll have no complaints. If you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll understand that those people are the ones who are suffering truly. Our brothers and sisters in Iraq and in Palestine and in other countries of the world, innocent people are just being murdered and butchered on a daily basis. For what reason? Nothing. So do we have any problems? Do you know why we think we do? Because we haven't recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we recognize Him, then inshallah, everything will be made easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for us the difficulties. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so sinful. We've committed so many sins, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, there are sins we've committed which we cannot remember, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are sins we've committed which we don't even know were sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us for all that, Ya Allah. That which we know, that which we don't know. All that you know, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading for your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Make us, purify us, Ya Allah. Make us the best of people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from petty dispute, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us happy in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who can be the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, create a barrier between us and Shaitan, Ya Allah. Keep Shaitan away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't allow him to turn us away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us recognize you, Ya Allah. Help us find you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us love you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us love you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to love us as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us in every move we make, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you more than we need anything else, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you more than we need food and drink and air, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, Ya Allah. The day you take us away, Ya Allah, take us away with a smile, Ya Allah. Take us away with a kalima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah in the Akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are ill, cure them, Ya Allah. All those who are sick, Ya Allah, cure them, Ya Allah. Grant them shifa kamil ajil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away into your mercy, Ya Allah, have mercy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirah, Ya Allah. Grant them forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, resurrect us all on the day of Qiyamah with the Muslimin, Ya Allah. With the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you on this day that all those who are looking after those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them a full reward of looking after those who are sick, Ya Allah. Those who visit the ill, Ya Allah, grant them the reward and make us from amongst those who can go and visit the ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who help solve problems, Ya Allah, have mercy on them and grant them upliftment, Ya Allah. Those who have marital problems, help them solve their problems, Ya Allah. Those who do not have offspring, Ya Allah, grant them offspring, Ya Allah. And those who do have offspring, make their offspring the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you all the goodness Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has asked you. And we seek protection from all the evil he has sought protection from. Antal musta'an alayka al-balaghu wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillah.